The best tea in the city.
Welcome to the show. Thanks again to Kaya Breakfast. Yeah. Now, I'm laughing because I know it's going to sound funny, but some of you don't have relationships. Why? Because you were dumped over petty things. Yes, nothing is as heart-wrenching like being dumped. But you know what's worse? Being dumped over something so petty. Petty, man. Eh? Like she butchers the queen's language. Or he came to a date night, wearing sneakers. And the reality is most of these petty things can be talked over, worked on, but for some reason, it was a deal breaker for you. Most people will tell you once you do that one thing that annoys them, that's it. There's no turning back. And this is how people get ghosted after the first date. Eh? Maybe you chewed with your mouth open. And Motawara, ha, never. Chotro, ekana, never. Again in namo. Or maybe you don't even use full words when texting. And there was enough to throw him off the bus. What is the pettiest thing you've ever dumped someone for or someone over? Did you explain it? Or you just ghosted them? Or maybe you were dumped over something petty. Did they tell you the reasons? Because I'm trying to figure out, what do they say? Or you just headed through the grapevine. Hashtag dump over petty things, as we said, the best tea in the city. Dumped over petty things. He was already talking babies during the first month. Like every single day, the conversation will somehow lead to kids. King, I'm an incubator now. I ghosted him and I never looked back. How much? Really? It's talking the future. We're now a balea. A woman. He says to the taxi driver, or she slammed my taxi door. One trial. She was mad at me, I get it. So taxi akai yonai kenakai. Yenzi. Take it out on me, not on my taxi. Yeah? Yeah? Judith Arna got dumped because I refused to post him on social media. Oh, okay. Yo, professional whistler. Our makeup on my bedding sheets, tea. Not brushing teeth or bathing. Till the afternoon. I never. Goroi. Yeah? Humber. Sure. Dumped over what? Petty things. And one thing for sure, I can bet you know you didn't tell them why you dumped them. Because, I mean, how are you going to even put it in words? Oh, that's funny. Sorry. Uruzimu. Ay, pelil. The worst thing about being dumped over petty reasons is that when it happens, it always seems like a joke. You got dumped because you don't know the lyrics to your so-called favorite song. You got dumped because you went to meet the parents wearing jeans. The reasons are so petty. Eh? The dumper can't even explain it to the dumpee. Most people find it hard to look past their pet peeves. That's why. So you end up, after being dumped, this is why you were dumped. Mr. Tell a toothpick boot. It's free. They don't charge you for that. Listen, no matter how beautiful or vibey you are, if you do one thing that turns somebody off, one is curtains for you. Pelil. And the reality of it is, you are not meant to be together. I mean, come on. How do you dump somebody over there? You are just not meant to be. Mara, the reason, Aisha Miss Petty, what is it for you? I have 3 teaspoons on this. Don't miss it. We're talking about you being dumped for petty reasons. Simpiwa Giyum. We were just vibing, not yet dating, but I just couldn't get over his voice. Eh? It was high-pitched. And Mogaya was not as clean as I would have liked. Talk about the pit of pettiness. Now, these two people are on my timeline on Facebook, and their comments follow each other. I think these two are meant for each other. I just hope they read these comments, because they will realize they are meant for each other. Dumelo, and I dumped her because she was never punctual. When I say we're meeting at 15:47, I mean it. Zanele, Makitel, and I didn't continue with the relationship because he was not punctual, did not respond, and didn't even give reasons. His lateness was the worst. I was very punctual. Always arrive 5 to 10 minutes before the actual time. You are late. You're dumb. Talk about people who are meant for each other.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the three teaspoons on why people end relationships over petty things. One, because people are just impatient. People don't have patience. Most people believe there's too many fish in the sea to be stressed over one person. So if anyone does something that turns them off, they move right along. After all, not everything can be fixed, so why try? I'm perfect. You better come perfect too. Number two, people are set in their ways. There are people who are just not willing to change their ways. They may have come across, they even come across as selfish, but hey, they give you their peace of mind because they know what they want and they don't compromise. So if you do one thing that sets them off, that's it. Bye-bye. And they're unapologetic about it. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on why people end relationships over petty things. People are chasing perfection. We all know that no one is perfect. However, there are people who think perfect is what they must get. And the perfect person is waiting on them. But reality is, almost everyone we come across will do something that turns us off one way or the other. But that does not always mean we must walk away. All I'm saying is that if you walk away for a petty thing, it was never meant to be. Marok Salai, the reason. Tandai Nokele Are, I dumped him for not tipping waiters on the 2 days we went to. And after that, I ghosted him. I was like, good for you, girl. Good for you, girl. Yeah. So?
That sounds so bad. I hope it's not that bad. People have said the worst things. Okay, I didn't like his fingers.
Hi.
Yeah, he was a tall guy, very buff, but he had baby fingers.
I thought you talked about not the nails, not the fingernails.
No, the fingers. And on top of that, he was very fidgety with those baby fingers. They would just be everywhere, you know, like you know, on his face. At all, I just could not. So.
What were you dumped for?
What was I dumped for? No one ever told me.
You never know, right?
Yes, no one ever told
me. Not even via grapevine, Yana.
No, it could be that I'm loud.
JJ?
So I just ghosted for being asked for money. I don't know, it's just weird when a guy asks for money for rent or something like that. I'm like, problems early stages already. No, cannot do this
like
life.
Yeah.
No, and also abbreviating everything when you're typing. I want you to write things in full. Don't be like,
yeah. Yeah.
Now I must use my IQ.
You know, to figure things out.
It also seems quite immature.
Very immature.
Know.
Very.
Mix it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, we're still calling each other with nicknames. It's not cute.
But I was also ghosted, I think. But I can assume why, because I asked many questions.
Like?
Like, do you have a funeral policy?
Hi!
Do you have medical aid?
Whoa! No, I paused right there.
What? I'm not about to kill you. I'm just curious on how you plan your life.
Federal
policy.
I also, there was this one guy, we went on a couple of dates and he wore the same socks. Like, I could see this is just the same socks.
Maybe we rekile, rekile ma khosa fela.
You're too observant.
You're like, no, bye.
No. Change.
Why, guys, do you dump Boma Jaivan? But hey, Nabula Sekele. And this is for both boys and girls. The minute Boma Jaivan were, bye-bye. Why? Akira Mutua Obonso Roizi King. Me like to dance. Me. Me and Dancing, WhatsApp group A1. We're talking about how people will dump others over the pettiest of things. And the worst is they don't even explain why this person is getting dumped. They just ghost them. Or you hear via the grapevine the reasons why you were dumped in the first place, because you are the last to know. You got dumped because of petty, petty reasons. Because how to prepare cabbage. The reasons are so petty, the dumper can't even explain it to the dumpee. All I'm saying is, you were dumped. Good, that part at least you know. But why? Chances are you don't know, or you heard it later. Send me those voice notes, 0636880959.
Hi, Mr. T. Angashong with a happy birthday. My name Buza the following day at give me Wangam Kumbuzan.
Wait a minute. For happy birthday. Well, that's very special. That's important. Those are the things we shouldn't forget.
You and your listener there who dumped someone because your birthday, you feel that you're entitled to make it a big day and all of that. I humbly ask that you get over yourselves. Some of us, birthdays traumatize us. For example, for me, my cousin died on my birthday. So birthdays have a psychological thing for me. There's another friend of mine who I know who literally switches his phone off on his birthday. So when someone has a reaction like this to themselves, you can't be entitled to how they're going to react to other people's birthdays. And that's why you're in relationships, right? So you can get to know each other. So don't go around telling us you're going to dump us because we forget your birthdays, or that we don't make your birthdays a big deal. How about asking, why did you forget my birthday, or why are birthdays not a big deal? So we can get to know each other a little bit better. Now the Dick Dweller says...
No problem.
Nina, but no problem.
You are on the highway, and let's start here. When I want to,
only once. For and Huber, I spoke about it.
For who were extroverted.
Yeah, and I was speaking about him in counseling now. Because, Tuesday mornings are my counseling station.
No.
And I spoke about it now.
Utwenzin. Because that's who you are.
No, but that's who he is as well. And it's so weird that your topic today, like, combined with the only man who ever dumped me.
Yes.
Because that's who he is, Thabo.
Thank you. Isn't that petty?
It's not petty, because he holds a position right now in the world.
Yes, petty.
And not just in...
Yes, petty.
The way you threw your hand in my face.
Konokshatile for your extrovertedness. At least this extrovert, you turned eye for life.
But also, would I want to be with someone who always says, shh?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it wasn't petty.
Who did you dump over a petty?
I've dumped so many.
Over what?
I had my chef and over the second. I was like, I can't. What's it? Get down, knee. He's on his toes now. His palms are on the floor. His pants are about to rip in the seam. I was like, aki khon.
Oh, South Africa's got talent, pop idol.
That was mean. That was so mean.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
Hey, you got dumped for petty things. Or you dumped someone for a petty reason.
Hey, Mutamdim. Kare nang kile ka dampelo gore I'm a freak. Ha gotla ko ditabeng tsa go khamorogo. Motho a re no. Nka se kgone o nketsa week. And not only him, the other one, I'm bullet like a bullet to get from your high if it's a home ghost. Motola Ari, I got home, Nico, and I know. Oh, my boobie, man. Thank you.
There's a lady who dumped a boyfriend who went to the US and came back with, and he bought her a I Love New York t-shirt. I'm already thinking, one try. How bad now? Really? Just for that? A woman. Gadiso, hi. Gadiso, are you there?
Chibos.
Yes, sir.
Shab is it?
I'm good, man.
I'm good. I was never dumped. I didn't dump. But I know someone who dumped someone because of how he was chewing.
Yeah, I get about naf naf naf
naf naf naf. Ah,
no, no. I think we have established that. That's why I'm saying, Mori, it was never meant to be, but the reason is still very petty and funny.
It was never meant to be.
But it was never meant to be. I wonder if there's a moment where that statement works for real. Kiona,
I see it at all.
I'm laughing alone here. You know what? I once dumped someone for not being able to cook. Every time when she cooks, ke curry, papa. Hey, get everything. Happy, Hanji. Oh, tanya curry. Hi, corn. Ay, ay, ay.
And utaye timula. Hey, Figil.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what dangerous is? Ask is.
See, you know, I remember I dumped this guy. I was still in matric. And then with the school when I was on land, he was wearing a brand wood. You want to learn a brown brand wood? And he left his cousin and tell my friends, I'm going to say, Pelun to him.
Oh, yes, I'm on to him. I'll see you, friends. Choma. Hunty friends are friends. Are you a man?
See, I called him. Yo, I told today. My morning, she came.
Do you know how expensive that those pants are?
I know they're expensive, but
suka now we. Thank you, darling.
Morning, Tete Mokwele.
Yes.
So now I was dumped because I refused to give him money. So 3 weeks into the relationship, Mugai ankopa 300 rand and I said no. And then a couple of weeks later, he came back and he wanted to buy a radiator for his car. And I said, you know what? I don't even drive. I don't even know where the radiator is located in your car. So I'm dizzy. I don't want. Then, so this was before the WhatsApp, era.
Yeah.
He sent me an SMS saying, Hori, he's found better women who can take care of him because now, I refuse. I just refuse to take care of him. So then I was like, aye, well, good riddance to broke rubbish.
Hello, Noni.
I dumped someone for that sound and I take to what's happening? Because why is I mean guys, stop it.
Thanks for the call, my darling. Zwelaki, hi.
Hey Tibos, how are you?
I'm good, sir.
Fine, but I'm going to dump it out in which is called a pencil instead of pants.
Hi,
Bo. I'm not being a song fool, but that's what
I'm an hour. Why don't I land the pants again?
I will call it, Tibo. So to impress her by you and I complain when I want to complain.
Hey. You can tell a man how he's going to treat you by how he squeezes his toothpaste, okay?
Okay, Tibo. So I'm going to make sure I'm not.
Jo, hi Angleti. Bona na ke na o motho ka malahlela go se tlhapemelo le go tlhafuna gampe. I mean ke mang o sa kwa le molomo ga tlhafuna, imagine that. A sento e ka pela le yona yeo. So gwa fela ka stata ka ignora di call le di text.
Matume.
Tibos.
Wena ke a tsebara wa ba go hladile morwa.
I guess.
Unyaka o ja bogobe le ka breakfast. Breakfast unyaka bogobe matume.
My comment was because next month 5 year plan just for that.
Chisa.
And then she keep on repeating it. What's your plan? What's it? No, I cannot plan. I'm just out of university and gonna get to my life. I'm in to Helenyana ki ke apare di apare tsela next year di apare. Then I can plan afterwards. Why wanna life le hard ya go university?
Yeah.
Ribua gabu tin fish, nagongwe you are on a next. But Agna 5 year plan. After we have a bus.
I'll jump on rock.
I don't know. I ain't got corn.
Mara Lueno, but dumpy like it.
Ah, yeah, somewhere along the line. But that one, I live away.
Yeah,
because I can have a 5-year plan. I mean, come on. What? Really. I mean, I was on the threshold out of school. I was not planning.
Hey, banna ka monta baba buti sa sa. First date, do you have a funeral policy?
Yeah.
We're not on a 5-year plan. Ah, we might be.
Thank you, Dr. Mopili.
Thank you, Matube.
Abuti was na abudomongile ka molahla ke molahla lore ke motsonga ke molahla gore ke motsonga. Like we did the deeds once, there after I was like, ah, na ke sa dlala ke dikene, and I was out. I came up with the most lamest excuse and I was like, I get it then.
That's not bad then.
Na ke sharp
mara go no motsomme mos senzen
anta te mokano ga
senzeni na.
Okay.
I took this girl on a first date and she came wearing pumps. I was like, I guess na mane siyage. Pumps, first date, I don't care how much they cost, but pumps on a first date, I don't know. And Mina, I was dumb because I couldn't play a FIFA PlayStation game. And up to now, I can't even play a single game called PlayStation. But in here, Pika Punga.
The pumps, eh? Mara, and the ring is about Chanel, eh? No samurai. Eh?
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.